Welcome to The Offer Letter, the podcast designed to help you, the job seeker, to perfect your interview skills. Every episode, we have a special guest here to help us decode a common interview question with me, your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano. Today's question is, tell me something about you that is not on your resume. Now, at first, this question might seem a little strange because why would recruiters want to know something about you that isn't on your resume? After all, isn't the whole point of an interview to talk about your professional experience and skills? I mean, usually we would be coaching candidates to stay away from personal stories in an interview that aren't even relevant to the job. Now, let's say that you get this question. Then should you start to talk about how you like to go hang gliding on the weekend? Or how you're working on that one recipe for the perfect sourdough bread? Or do you talk about how Chips your cat and Coco your dog always cuddle at night? I mean, like, what do you say to answer this question? To help us understand this question a little better is today's guest, who's based out of Cape Town, South Africa, Aletta Rochat, who is a certified world-class speaking coach and interview coach. She's the founder of Interview Survival Guide, and she teaches ambitious job seekers a proven system to prepare for job interviews so they land their dream job. So Aletta, welcome to the show. And why is this question asked by recruiters?
When recruiters ask you to tell them something about you that's not on your CV, they're trying to get a sense of who you are. So your CV can tell them a certain amount about you, but more importantly, they want to get a sense of you and your personality. Because remember, what recruiters are doing during an interview is they are assessing whether or not you are a good fit for the job. The fact that you've got the interview already tells you that they already think that you can do the job. You've got the skill set that's required. So once they've determined that, they want to see, are you a good fit for the job? Are you going to fit into the team in the company? Are you going to fit into the culture of the company? And by asking this question, it gives them a sense of your personality, of how conversational you are. It helps them see you as a real person, not as someone that's just a skill set that's listed on a CV. So this is your opportunity to showcase your personality, to be conversational, to share something interesting about yourself. And you can choose what information you share. It could come from your hobbies, from your sporting activities, or anything that you are passionate about.
And that's a great point that you bring up there. There are really two main things that they look for in an interview, and that would be the skills and the fit on the team. And it really is tough to show that you would be a good fit on the team through your resume. Now, what are some tips and tricks that you would give to answer this question?
I'll share three tips with you that I think are important to consider when you pose with a question like this. The first best advice I can give you is choose to share something that you are passionate about. And the reason for this is that in an interview situation, often as a candidate, you can come across as quite nervous, and it's almost like a muted version of you is there. It's not your full relaxed personality. But when you talk about something that you are passionate about, it allows you to relax. And I've seen it with people I've worked with. They come alive. They become animated. They become more conversational. And it's your way of showcasing your best self during that interview by choosing to share something that you are passionate about. I'll give you an example. We had a student in one of our courses who was pretty formulaic. He was an IT guy, and he wasn't, you know, very animated when he spoke until we asked him to give us an answer to this question. Well, he came alive. He started talking about how he prepared to and trained to cycle a leg of the Tour de France. And it was like a totally different person suddenly became evident in the interview. It was beautiful to see. And it was a clear demonstration of when you talk about something you're passionate about, you just relax. You can't help yourself. And you just light up. And that's what recruiters need to see, that real you shining through. The second tip I'd like to give you is to be careful of sharing something that you would, that perhaps you are passionate about, but that would be considered controversial. For instance, maybe you are passionate about helping out during a political election campaign, and that's something that's near and dear to your heart, and that's all well and good, and there are wonderful lessons to be learned from that. But you don't know the political leanings of the person interviewing you. So they, if you mention that you've, you know, campaigning for a certain party and they're from another party, that could be an unintended consequence that wouldn't shine well on you, if I can put it that way. They might perceive you as an activist and therefore almost kind of perceive that as a negative. So my suggestion is to speak about interests that are easy to relate to. For instance, your love of the outdoors, the fact that you love jazz music, or that you're the proud owner of two dogs. Those are kind of neutral territories that you can talk about and not run the risk of alienating someone inadvertently. So the other thing that you could add to this is whatever you decide to share, try and relate it back to the world of work, because then it kind of comes full circle. It might have nothing to do with work, but there are elements that come back. And I'll give you an example just now. The third tip I have for you is to be conversational. So in other words, they are expecting you to open up. So instead of just saying, I have two dogs, elaborate. You know, I have two adorable rescue dogs, and, you know, much of my free time is spent walking them in the local park. And by doing that, I make sure that they're less likely to chew any shoes I happen to leave lying around. So that's the conversational tone you want. You want to be really just the person that they would be sitting across a table from having a cup of coffee. So it's choose something that you're passionate about. Be careful of sharing something that could be controversial, and be conversational.
And those are great tips. You know, like, I've interviewed quite a few people in my career, and it's interesting to see the kinds of things that they're passionate about. And just like yourself with the example that you gave, I've had people who are just not ready for the interview until you come to a question like this. I had one person that, you know, he seemed like he wasn't going to do well, and he was really nervous and kind of closed off until this question came up. And he was a big Michael Jackson fan. So, and I mean, who's not a Michael Jackson fan? But again, at the same time, that might go to your second point. He is a little controversial too. But once we brought up this question, then he said, oh yeah, I love Michael Jackson. And he started singing in the interview. So with something like that, let's say that you're very, very passionate and it is something like music. What would you think about that? Would you think that that is a good thing to have, you know, somebody singing in an interview if they really like, for example, Michael Jackson? Is that, would you advise on something like that?
I would say yes, because the only people who would do that are the people who love singing. And, you know, it kind of just shows their quirky nature or their passion. So I wouldn't hesitate, as long as it's true to you. Don't try and force something that you're not and think, well, I'd better sing a favorite song because the recruiter will love it. Only if it's really you, you know. And if it's spontaneous to your personality, do it. But don't overdo it. I think that's the cautionary note I'd put in there. Just if it's spontaneous and it's a quick thing, fantastic. I would certainly, it would put a smile on my face if I was a recruiter.
Oh, it definitely put a smile on my face. I am a Michael Jackson fan too, and I had to join in with him on that Man in the Mirror duet that we did for a bit.
You couldn't help yourself.
Couldn't help it. So one of the tips that you gave was to be careful of sharing something controversial. Mm-hmm. You specifically talked about, you know, helping a political party. Another thing could be like religious organizations. Let's say that you have all that volunteer experience on your resume, and they've seen it. They know that, you know, you volunteer a bunch at your church. You know, you volunteered for this party's political campaign in the last election, but they still brought you in for an interview. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know all these things. Is it okay to still bring those things up? Let's say you enjoy singing, and you sing at your church, mm-hmm. or, you know, you enjoy baking. So you baked a whole bunch of cupcakes for the political party that you were volunteering with. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to talk about those things?
I think absolutely yes. If it's on your resume and you're happy to share it, yes. Where you have to be careful is if they perceive you to be someone who's going to be beating a drum, and who's going to be trying to convince someone else or the people they work with to follow their ideology, then it can become an issue. So remember what we were talking about earlier on, where we said they're looking for people who fit in, people who can work in a team, people who can fit into the culture of the company. And hopefully the research that you've done ahead of your interview will give you clues as to what that culture is like. And therefore you can, I've got no problem with anyone being a supporter of any political party, but if they bring those politics into the workplace and cause division between team members, then it is an issue. So as long as whatever you do doesn't affect the way you behave at work, I think that's kind of the area you want to operate in.
Oh, and that's perfect. I mean, make sure that you do fit in. And that's the key, one of the keys. Make sure that you fit in. Aletta, why don't you give us an example of a good way to answer this question then?
Sure. I absolutely love to travel. And it's probably partly due to my having traveled extensively as a child. My dad's career in mining took us all over the world. And I love meeting people wherever I go. I love learning about different places and cultures and tasting the food. And traveling gives me the opportunity to broaden my perspectives and to increase my understanding of other cultures around the world. I also find that my curiosity about other places is a great connector when I meet new people at work. So that is a good example of how you could answer that question. And it tells them quite a bit about you. You love to travel. You like learning new things. It tells them that you're curious. It also suggests that you would work well with people from other backgrounds and cultures, which is another thing that's often very valuable in the workplace. So that's something that it's quite simple to put together, but it just tells you a little bit more about the candidate and about what's important to them. And I deliberately added in, I find that my curiosity about other places is a great connector when I meet new people at work, because that brings that experience back into the workplace.
And here's what I like about this question, and especially with your example, is that it's a great way to build rapport with the interviewers. Yes. Like with your example, I like traveling. And right away, once you start talking about traveling, then I'm thinking too, oh, you know what? She likes traveling. I like traveling. I wonder where she's been.
Yeah.
And then we're able to break the ice.
Yeah.
Maybe you were nervous at the start of the interview.
Yes.
But after you get me excited about a certain topic that we both agree on and that we both enjoy, then we can start that conversation. Like naturally for me, the next question would be, what's your most favorite place that you've traveled to, Aletta?
Yeah. And then it goes on from there. So it's a bridge builder. It's a connector. And whether it's dogs or travel or, you know, being outdoors or watching great movies, any of those could be connectors with the person who's interviewing you.
Now I have a question. So, Aletta, I mean, you've got lots of projects on the go, and you help lots of people pretty much try to fit in into their careers. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you do and how people can learn more about what you do?
Sure. Together with my partner, Teresa Dukes, we started Interview Survival Guide, and that was born out of very different experiences with interviews. I've always found them relatively easy and been very successful until one day I wasn't. And I went for an interview and I got a job offer, but it was for a level lower than the one that I'd applied for. And that was a huge wake-up call. It told me you can't wing it anymore. And years later, I was running for election and for a nonprofit organization, and I knew I needed help. So I got an interview coach and I couldn't believe the difference. And I spoke to Teresa, who was my coach, and I said, I was already confident. And with interview coaching, I can't believe how much better I became. And I said, we've got to take this to more people. So she and I started working together. She came from a background where she hated interviews and always struggled with them, and also hired a coach at one point and improved. So at Interview Survival Guide, you know, we teach ambitious job seekers a proven system so they can land their dream job. So we run a number of things. Interview Mastery is our flagship course, which we run every few months. And we also do free webinars on that we advertise through LinkedIn called a Job Interview Masterclass, where we give the basics of especially online interviews. So if people are interested, they can just go to interviewsurvivalguide.com to find out more, and they can connect with me on LinkedIn. And we'd love to help you, your listener, become more successful so that they can go into that interview confident and give their best rendition of themselves so that they can be the one who gets the offer letter.
That's amazing. And this is all online, so you help people from all over the world. Isn't that correct?
We do. And what we pride ourselves in doing is this Interview Mastery course. It's a six-week group coaching program. We have students from all over the world. And we teach you the theory. You get to put the theory into action. And then you have to record yourself answering those interview questions, and you get expert feedback and coaching to help you improve. So we walk with you every step of the way, and by the end of those 6 weeks, we put you through a mock interview, and the self-development, the confidence, the kind of just owning their power that we see in our students, that's the best reward we could ever ask for.
Yeah, and having an interview coach really, really does make a difference. It's not just about figuring out what to answer and how to do it correctly, but it really is, like you mentioned, having that confidence and going into that interview right away thinking, you know, I've got this job. I am the best candidate for this job, but not in that cocky way, but just in that confident, I am really good at what I do job kind of demeanor.
Somebody gave me a bit of advice recently, and I shared it with our students, and they said it was really useful. Someone said to me, go into that interview with the mindset of, I belong here. I deserve to be here. I've got the skill set to be here. These are my people. I belong. And go in with that mindset, not an arrogant mindset, but just, I've got gifts. I've got talents. I want to share them with this team, this company, so that they can be successful. I belong.
Aletta, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have all those links in the show notes, so make sure that you do check them out and that you do visit all those links. So thanks so much for joining us today, Aletta.
My pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us today on The Offer Letter. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can get the latest episodes. My name is Michael Manzano, and join us next time as we decode another interview question so you can get your offer letter.